when I actually look back on what I've done, I've crammed quite a lot into 5 years, so it's gone quite fast. I just feel a lot older. I feel like I've grown up a lot. That's the most thing I've noticed.
How's life been for you, though, seriously?
It's been brilliant. You know, obviously, I'm still lucky enough to be doing what I'm doing 5 years down the line, releasing music, recording, touring at the minute, obviously, which is coming down your neck of the woods soon. And it's been a really, really, I mean, you know, it's a strange industry to get used to. But I just take it with a pinch of salt, and I just enjoy it for what it is. And all I ever wanted to do was sing. So as long as I can do that, I'm happy.
When you look back, Joe, what can you remember about that time of your life? Is it just a blur, or can you vividly remember every moment of it?
I remember being very naive, not in a bad way, but I remember being very naive and just kind of like, oh my God, what, like, oh my God moments all the time.
Naive in what way?
Well, I just think I was very excited by it all, which was right. I think I was able to enjoy the experience more than maybe somebody who was a little bit older than me. You know, nobody in particular. I mean, I just mean that in general. But because I was kind of just like, oh my God, I'm in the X Factor studio. I'm doing this TV show. It's what I've watched since being a kid. It was that kind of excitement, which I think almost took a little bit of the stress away, which at that point in time I definitely needed.
How did it affect you personally?
Well, I mean, my whole life was obviously changed, and still is now. You know, it changed 5 years ago. And I mean, there's still certain things that happen on a daily basis. You know, even things like just walking down the street and getting recognised is a really big, like, thing to get used to. And, you know, people knowing a lot about your personal life. I mean, I'm not so bothered about that now because I understand it's part of my job. But when I first came into the show, it was quite an adjustment to get used to. So it completely changed my life. But I don't want to sit and complain about it because it changed my life for an amazing way, and I've obviously had a fantastic career off the back of it.
And you've gone on to, well, you like the reality show stuff, don't you? Pop star to opera star, the skiing theme reality show, The Jump. How much fun was it doing those as well?
Yeah, they're great. You know, I love doing them kind of shows because I think you get to kind of show a different side of your personality. And also, I think it's fun for people to see you trying a different skill, you know, and being pushed out of you. I mean, the British public love a person on TV being pushed out of their comfort zones, don't we? it's quite fascinating to see people being tortured on TV, I think, on the top of a mountain on skis. But yeah, I've loved doing them. And The Jump was, like, hilariously brilliant. It was very painful and I had bruises all over, but again, I love doing sports, I love fitness and exercise, so it was a great thing to be a part of.
How much, looking back, has it all changed you as a person, do you think?
I think I've matured a lot, and obviously I had to grow up really quickly, but I think, I suppose, I've had a lot of experience in kind of young years where you probably wouldn't have that experience. You know, I see a lot of my friends who I'm still really close to, and when I look at what I've experienced at such a young age, and they're at college, you know, and that's what I would have been doing. So I suppose forced us to experience some pretty crazy things.
Yes, and it is a pretty impressionable time of your life as well. Who do you look to for support at that time?
Well, I'm really, really, I've got a really close-knit group of friends and family as well. You know, my mum, dad, grandmas, aunties, uncles, and we're all very, very close, and they come out on the road with us when I'm touring and stuff and help out, and just, you know, just kind of, they've got me back, you know, and I've got a great management team that look after us as well, which is one of the most important things to find, I think, in this industry.
You're bringing the Evolution Tour to Skegness. We're looking forward
yes.
to it. Tell us about it.
The Evolution Tour is all about where I've been from X Factor. It's a little bit of a kind of storyboard through me songs, through the albums. So we start right at the beginning of X Factor, and it kind of, all of the arrangements of the songs have been modernised and changed, and we do some new material as well. But it kind of takes you on a little bit of a, I hate using the word journey, but I can't think of another word to use.
Go on, use it. It's all right, we don't mind.
It takes you on a little bit of a musical journey from the beginning to where I am now. We finished the show with a bit of new material as well, which is nice. So you get the pop, the opera, and with little story clips along the way.
Go on then, final chance to really sell it to us when you come to Skegness.
Well, just come along. It's a fun show, and if you do come along, I'll make it the best show that's ever been to Skegness. No, I'm kidding.